I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Back in the day, there were wet nurses women employed to breastfeed the babies of posh people. Nowadays, women can donate expressed milk to people who, for whatever reason, can't produce their own. And that's all grand. But when Jane McNeice told people she'd been breastfeeding her grandchildren, the reaction was less than totally positive. Jane, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Could you perhaps start by giving this a bit of context? Because I suppose it was situational to the degree that you were still breastfeeding while your daughter had had children of her own.
Yes, from a timeline point of view, I'd had my first child quite young and my last child at the age of 40. So my daughter, she too had had her first child young, and the timeline overlapped in as much as there was an occasion where we were both breastfeeding at the same time.
Yeah. Did that come up in conversation that you might breastfeed them, or was it kind of almost accidental that it happened?
Initially, it was accidental in as much as my eldest grandchild, I was feeding my middle child, my son, and I'd actually had some breast milk in a bottle and he'd not wanted it. I just put the bottle down on the floor and the next thing I realised, my eldest grandchild had drank it all. So she'd had the breast milk without me even realising it on the first occasion.
Yeah. So then after that, and that makes perfect sense, did you say, then go to your daughter and say, I can breastfeed, or did you feel the need to have a discussion about it with her?
She knew my eldest grandchild had had the bottle that day, and we were both quite indifferent about it. You know, there was no major issue around it. But in terms of the breastfeeding, the first occasion that it had happened, my daughter was out. So I was looking after two of my grandchildren and one of my own children, and I was still breastfeeding at that point. And I ended up breastfeeding my second eldest grandchild, Bella, and also the younger one. Laura had two quite close together. So one was about 11 months old, one was about sort of 3 months old at the time.
And was Laura, your daughter, also breastfeeding them?
Yes, so we were, at one point we were pregnant at the same time. I was late into a pregnancy, she was early into one, and we both happened to be breastfeeding at the same time.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because that would kind of imply that, you know, breast milk is breast milk, and a child really can't tell the difference where it comes from.
Well, no, I think there's definitely an argument with that. Certainly with Bella, who was slightly older, when I had put her on the breast, she looked at me and there was almost a questioning of, oh, you're not my mum breastfeeding, but this tastes nice, so I'll carry on. Whereas the younger child, I don't think, had that kind of sort of comprehension at that point. But, you know, many breastfeeding mothers will tell you that, you know, women's breasts are very clever. They're very good at adapting for the age of the child. So if you have a breastfeeding mum who's feeding maybe a 3-month-old and a 13-month-old, the breasts will adjust accordingly. And that was the case for Laura. She was breastfeeding two at the same time. So whether that works across different wet nurses, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's an interesting question.
But it seems as if you got something of a visceral reaction from people about this.
Yes, it was later down the line. I mean, Laura and myself, my daughter, we were quite indifferent about it. I still am, and so is Laura to this day. I don't consider it as anything outlandish compared to, you know, making beans on toast for my grandchildren, you know, just meeting a need that they have. The interesting point was quite a few months later, and I just happened to mention it to a friend who was with me, and the response I got was, that's disgusting. And at that point, obviously, I experienced judgment, as we so often do in society, and I realised I probably shouldn't tell anyone else about it. But it was interesting, and it was something I've certainly reflected on. But it also reflects the differences of opinion on the topic. It's a very controversial subject. I'm well aware of that. But I would defend certainly my position in doing it. And it is a very sort of personal decision as well.
When the person said to you they thought it was disgusting, did they elaborate as to why they thought that?
No, there was nothing beyond that. It was just a singular comment. And I don't know, maybe they saw my reaction. I don't know what kind of reaction I gave off at the time. I certainly would have internalized how I felt about it, but definitely felt judged.
Yeah, because it's because people donate, for instance, donate breast milk all the time. That's not seemed to be at all icky. So why would this be icky?
I don't know. I don't know whether the grandmother perspective comes into this. I was a young grandmother, you know, was still childbearing age, hence I was. So maybe the idea of a grandmother, because of how we perceive grandmothers, could be an issue. I think we've seen some interesting comedy sketches over the last sort of 10, 15 years around breastfeeding as well that has added to the sort of cultural psyche around it. But if you know, if you look at us as mammals and look at the animal kingdom, there are plenty of different examples in the animal kingdom of mammals who will feed another mammal's offspring and the scientific benefits that go with that for the social herd. I think the challenge with human beings is we like to keep this idea that we are somehow different in mind. And I think that plays its own part. But yeah, there's loads of examples in nature where this happens quite frequently.
Were you expressing and feeding your grandkids but also just straightforward breastfeeding them? I wonder, was that the issue for some people?
It was, well, obviously it had been a combination because my eldest child had just had the breast milk out of a bottle, whereas the others, it had been breastfeeding. So bit of a combination. Yeah, I think the breast is an issue. I think that comes into people's thoughts on this and judgments around this as well. I think one of the biggest challenges that we have for women more generally is that we have objectified and sexualized the female breast to the point that we've somehow forgotten their original purpose and who owns them. And I think that's a really big factor that comes into this as well. You know, they are there for a reason and not just for others' objectification or pleasure.
Yeah.
But I think we do forget that.
Yeah, because it would strike me that if people get the ick from you breastfeeding a grandchild, it's kind of in the same ballpark as that if you see a woman breastfeeding in public and some people don't like that. They think there's something kind of weirdly, I don't know, sexual about it.
Yeah. And I think that's a very sort of similar kind of thinking that comes into it. Definitely. There's something about women's bodies. There's probably bigger feminist issues around this as well. It's a really interesting topic on that front.
Yeah. Jane McNeice, thanks a million for talking to us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
One texter says, nothing wrong with this. Being a baby being fed, I only wish my mother was able to help like this. Healthy baby. Another texter says, how is it that we think this is really weird, but nobody bats an eyelid at the fact that we're nearly all drinking milk from a cow? That's a good point. We're absolutely mad when it comes to breasts. They're a natural part of the human body and breastfeeding is a natural process. Get over yourselves. Though not everybody has reacted this way. One person says, those kids are going to be messed up. Doesn't seem right. Well, they're babies, so they probably won't even remember. But that'll be interesting in the future if in 20 years' time, you know, they're going through the kind of probation program or something in the UK and they say, well, you know, my granny breastfed me. That's why I robbed that bank.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.